أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم فبما نقضهم ميثاقهم لعناهم وجعلنا قلوبهم قاسية يحذفون الكلم عن مواضعه ونسوا حظا مما ذكروا به ولا تزال تطلع على خائنة منهم إلا قليلا منهم فاعف عنهم واصفح إن الله يحب المحسنين صدق الله العظيم. We discuss ayah number 13 of Surah Al-Ma'idah. In the previous ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had spoken about Allah ta'ala's aqad, Allah's mithaq, Allah ta'ala's covenant promise that Allah ta'ala had taken at the hands of Sayyiduna Musa alayhi salatu was salam to the chiefs of the 12 clans of the Bani Israel, that if they fulfill this, they perform the salat, they gave the zakat, they gave other charities, Allah's help would be with them, Allah will forgive them, Allah will grant them Jannah. Allah Ta'ala says, فَبِمَا نَقْضِهِمْ مِيثَاقَهُمْ. Then because they had broken the covenant, they had broken their promise, لَعَنَّاهُمْ, then we had cursed them. The word لَعَنَتْ in Arabic means al-bu'd min رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ. It means distancing one from the rahmat of Allah Ta'ala. When Allah Ta'ala curses a person, the curse becomes effective when Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala removes that person from the rahmat of Allah Rabbul Izzat. One aspect of the rahmat of Allah Ta'ala is that through Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala's rahmah, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala blesses a person with divine guidance. Rabbana hablana, O Allah, grant us min azwajina wa dhurriyatina qurrata ayun, the coolness of our eyes. That is all Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's guidance that we are asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for. And when we asking Allah ta'ala for guidance, it is in actual fact from the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's lanat means Allah ta'ala now deprives one of Allah ta'ala's rahmat, Allah ta'ala deprives of Allah ta'ala's guidance, Allah ta'ala's tawfiq. وَجَعَلْنَا قُلُوبَهُمْ قَاسِيًا, and then we made their hearts hard. That is the second aspect of it, that when a person is deprived of Allah Ta'ala's tawfiq, then that creates hardness of the heart. كَلَّا بَلْ رَانَ عَلَى قُلُوبِهِمْ مَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ. In Arabic, this word arana comes from the word rain. Rain means the hardness of the heart because of excessive sins. What happens is, a person begins to see vice in virtue, virtue in vice, evil in good, good in evil. A person is unable to differentiate what is good, what is bad, what earns Allah's favor, what earns Allah Ta'ala's wrath, what Allah Ta'ala's pleasure lies in, what Allah Ta'ala's displeasure lies in. إِنَّ مِنْ جَزَاءِ الْحَسَنَةِ الْحَسَنَةُ بَعْدَهَا وَإِنَّ مِنْ جَزَاءِ السَّيِّئَةِ السَّيِّئَةُ بَعْدَهَا. This is a maqula, this is a saying of our pious saints of the past, that one cash jaza of a good, a reward of a good, is Allah Ta'ala gives a person the tawfiq to carry out a good day after. And a jaza, the consequences of an ill, is Allah Ta'ala then imbues the heart with such hardness that that person carries out another ill deed day after. So here Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala says they broke this aqad, they broke this mithaq, this promise with Allah Ta'ala. So two things happened. One was that they were now deprived of the rahmah of Allah Rabbul Izzat. And secondly, the hardness of the heart had taken place. When that happened, يُحَذِّفُونَ الْكَلِمَ عَمْ مَوَاضِعِ, they became audacious. They had the guts then to interfere with the kitab of Allah Ta'ala. They changed the kalima, the word of Allah Ta'ala, from its place. In other words, they began to obliterate, they began to change and interfere and tamper with the words of Allah Rabbul Izzat in three ways. One was in the tilawat, When they recited the Kitab of Allah Ta'ala, the Torah, they began to change the words of Allah Ta'ala. Number two, they began to change the meaning of the Torah. When they gave the explanation, they changed it. And number four, they began to change, number three, they began to move around the words from here to there and from there to here. And in that way, to appease the appetite of the people. And as far as the ulama were concerned, to add to their coffers and to add to their wealth. And in this way, Allah Ta'ala showed the hardness of their hearts. وَنَسُوا حَظَّمْ مِمَّا ذُكِّرُوا بِهِ. When that happened, they had forgotten a great deal of what they had been advised. Now, what was changed, what was altered, and what was the original, both of it was forgotten. And now what happened was that they thought the changed and the altered was the original, and the original was forgotten. Now Allah Ta'ala addresses our Nabi Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and Allah says, وَلَا تَزَالُوا تَطَّلِعُوا عَلَى خَائِنَةٍ مِّنْهُمْ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا مِّنْهُمْ. O Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you will continuously come upon the treasury, the breach. Continuously, from time to time, you will see that there is a breach. They will cause treasury from amongst them. إِلَّا قَلِيلًا مِّنْهُمْ. Except a few from amongst them that was sincere, that remained on the original Kitab of Allah Ta'ala, the original Torah, and they were those then that accepted the Nubuwat of our Nabi Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So what should Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam do? Fa'fu anhum wasfah. O Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, pardon them and overlook their faults. Pardon them and overlook their faults. Despite the fact that they interfered with the Kitab of Allah Ta'ala, despite the fact that they had broken their covenant with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when they come into your Mubarak Majlis and they sit in your Mubarak Majlis, overlook all of that, that perhaps maybe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will still have Hidayat Muqaddar for them. Listen to them, probably they will bring Iman, probably they will make Tawbah and they will accept this deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do not close the doors on them. Like we often say in English, a leopard never changes spots. That is not true insofar as hidayat is concerned. Allah Ta'ala can give hidayat to whomsoever Allah Ta'ala so desires. We are not there to judge to whom Allah Ta'ala will give hidayat. That is in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inna Allah yuhibbul muhsinin. Certainly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves those who do good. Our good will be that we will always have hope of hidayat, because that is in the hands of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Some ulama have stated that this fa'fu anhum wasfa was revealed before the ayats of jihad, but then we see that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam never declared jihad upon these people, upon the Ahli Kitab, because they broke any covenant with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was always desirous of the iman, and he always hoped that they would bring iman in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. But all of this Allah ta'ala also shows us that we have this ahad, we have this pact, we have this promise of la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Never should we change the Kitab of Allah, never should we change the rule of Allah Ta'ala. If we do not abide, make tawbah to Allah Ta'ala, seek forgiveness from Allah Ta'ala, seek His pardon, but never change the command of Allah Ta'ala. May Allah Ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.